Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, family. How are you this morning? Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. It is 10 o'clock, February 8th. And it is snowing like crazy in New York. You know what, folks? I am so tired of snow. Does anybody know of other places besides Florida where it does not snow? I would be open just to move, because once you've done snow for 20 years, it's overrated. You know what I mean? Well, anyway, that's not what the topic is for today. Thank you. I want to thank my family. I want to thank my archivers. I want to thank my people in my chat room for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show this morning. Before we get started, folks, I'd like for you to visit cheapcheetah.com, our website, and let me know what you think. There's so many things going on as far as the e-books. There's the t-shirts. We have so much stuff. It's just so crazy. And it also can take you to the blog page. So let me know what you think about the layout, because your opinion is very important to me, and I value it. Because you know what, folks? We family. Also, you know we have a permanent home. It's on Facebook, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Become a part of it. Let me know what's going on in your life. We are family. Let's talk about making saving money together. Let's talk about other stuff. Let's just talk. You know, and, you know, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show is on TV. Well, YouTube. We have a YouTube channel, so you can visit us and see my lovely face where I talk about different things as far as saving, making, having fun with money as well. So you know all of that. So, and if you have a product or service that you like for me to talk about, or if you like to come on your show, listen to me. If you'd like to come on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show and talk about your experiences with either saving, making, or having fun with money, you're more than welcome. You can email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. On that note, folks, today it's a making money series, because we haven't done that in a while. I realize that. Today we are talking about 10 great ways to market your business. Either you work in 9-to-5 and you have a hustle going on, you have a business on the side, or you've stepped out the 9-to-5 realm and you are now hustling full-time. Either way, to start a business is very expensive. It can be. And to market it, it's even more money, right? So I'm going to give you creative ways that you can market your business, okay, without having to spend a whole lot of money. First of all, we all need business cards, okay? A lot of people look at your business card, especially if it's a plain black and white one, and they look at it and it's like the same old, same old. But if you get creative with your business cards, and what I mean is make your business card stand out from the basic black and white ones, the basic flat business cards that people hand you. Sometimes people hand you, me myself, I'm known for this, I don't hand out business cards, I hand out like big index cards kind of thing, so I stand out a little bit more, because you have to notice me, because I don't have a small card. My business card is a little bit bigger, almost like an invitation kind of card. So if you're thinking about standing out, create, first of all, with a business card, create an eye-catching design and have something really memorable on your card. You know, and also give them discounts. If you have a service or product that you're just now introducing to people, give them discounts. Your first service with me, or when you buy something, you get 15-20% off. Or the first time you use my service, you get 10% off. And being creative, let me tell you what I saw. This woman has a bakery. It's either bakery or she makes candy, one of those, but she's into making stuff. Food-wise, and she made a card Actually, no, she was into making cupcakes. Sorry. She made her business cards where it came out to be like little doilies. That was really cute. And they stood out because no one really gives a doily a business card. And she had a little business on it. And she makes cupcakes or she bakes or whatever it is she does. But they were made out into doilies, which that's part of what she uses when for her products. You know, little doilies where you sit your little cupcakes on. It was really cute. I've also seen cards, business cards, where it's like a box, like a Rubik's Cube kind of box, and on one side is the business name, the other side is maybe a catchy little picture, and the other side is something else. It really, you have to really be inventive now, because like I said, everyday cards is boring. You have to make your card, as they say, pop. People want to keep it. I notice a lot of times, too, people using basic cards, like basic black and white cards, what they're doing, I don't know if they're still doing this, but they used to attach, like, maybe a little sample to it or a little piece of candy to it or a little something from their products, if they can, to it. Like, if you were making, like, little soaps, maybe you make the little soaps and attach it so people can get a little sample of what you're selling or what kind of service you have. I know it's hard if you're a personal trainer or whatever. No, even if you're a personal trainer, what you can do is maybe attach to your business card maybe a little fitness workout energy bar or something like that. So people used to attach like little snacks and little things that they were selling to the business card. You just have to think outside the box. Another example is The Walking Dead is popular now. So if you have a beauty salon, you could put up on your business card a picture of a zombie and say, you don't want to look like this, and then you turn that zombie into something beautiful. I can get you from being looking like a zombie to looking like a beauty queen. Something, you know what I'm saying? Something kind of catchy like that. So you pick out what's popular, what everybody's into, and you try to, maybe if you can, base your business card around something catchy. It's like, wow, okay. Or you give out something attached to your business card. You know, little samples if you can. You know, you have to really think outside the box. Get a car magnet, okay? That's become very popular too, folks. You've seen these little cars, and they're basically small little cars, and they have Helen's hairdresser on it, or XYZ car wash, and sometimes the car is painted the whole advertisement. That's a big thing now. I've seen one where one car was painted like Pepto-Bismol pink, and it was, I forgot what product they were advertising, but that's a major thing. I'm not saying get your whole car, but you can go like on Vistaprint, and you can get magnets, and you put a nice magnet on your car, on your car door, or on the back of the car, you know, where it's XYZ bakery shop or XYZ fitness center, whatever your hustle is. And like I said, Vistaprint, usually you can probably get those probably kind of cheap. So you put one on maybe the driver's side door, put one maybe on passenger. Sometimes I've seen them in the windows, in the car windows, where you look up into the window and you see XYZ bakery or whatever. So you get the car magnets, okay? If you're going to go all out, that could be expensive. But basically it should be around between $30 and $40 for you to put a car magnet on your thing. Or you can have your car painted on one side, your business. But that's all well and good, but let me tell you something. If you have your car painted, okay, for you're an XYZ business, and if you have your car painted on one side, join me in XYZ business, it's going to cost you if you no longer do that business. You know what I'm saying? So you're better off getting something that is removable, just in case you don't do that business anymore, because you don't want to promote something that you're not into anymore. So either get the magnets where you can take them off the car, or if you have your car painted, make sure you can easily take it off without a lot of expense. So it's a two-way, because people will look at it probably, but then if you're no longer into it, then why are you advertising for somebody else? You know what I'm saying? Because that A lot of people are getting paid to have their car painted for different advertisers to run up and down the street to advertise whatever it is they're advertising. A lot of people are getting paid for that. All right. Start a referral program. Give your customers some incentives to spread the word about your business. Create a referral program. Give them a free discount on your product or service, or give them a reward for every customer they bring in. That's also building your relationships with other professionals and businesses and letting them know that you will refer customers to them as well. Referral programs, we all know what that's about, right? Johnny, you're a good customer. If you refer people, when you come back to me, then you get X amount of dollars off, or you get a free pilot. My accountant does this all the time, and he has a lot of people. So his people refer people to him, and he has a lot more customers, and they get discounts on his service. Good idea. Everybody and their mother seem like they have a referral program, and it is a good idea, especially if you're going business full-time, even if you're going part-time. A lot of multi-level marketing, that's based on referrals, right? So think about it for your business, a referral program. We all know what a blog is. Everyone does a blog, or you should be doing your blog, which can help increase your views. Everyone has a website, which you should have a website, which also helps increase your views, and people can buy your products and services online. Your blog means more eyes on the product, and your blog basically is telling people, this is what's going on. You're keeping them updated. If you have something new coming out, this is what's new. You put pictures on your blog. This is what I made today. Basically, it's like a running business diary of what's going on. Okay, you do maybe one or two posts a week, letting people know what's going on. As far as the website's out there. You direct them to your website. So every business, or even side hustle, need a blog. And let's not talk about social media, okay? Every business you know is out on social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, the new thing now that I'm just trying to get into is Periscope, something like that. YouTube, you name it, people out there on it. So, excuse me, folks. So your business needs to be out there on it, too. Give away stuff. Offering free products or services as a promotion is a great way to build up a business. If someone has a chance to experience your service for free or at a discount, if you can't afford to give it to them free, then 9 out of 10 times they will come back for the service, especially if they like the service. So if you can't give it to them free, give it to them, you know, at cost. And give them to them. You know, if it's first starting out and it's like, oh, I like this dress you made and it's $300, but, you know, so say, look, I'll give it to you at a better discount just to try the dress, and if the person likes it, the person continuously will come back to use your service paying the full retail price, which I do agree. Build a commission sales team. Never think about that? Build a sales affiliate network. Is a great way to increase your business revenue. Set up a program that offers people who sign up as sales affiliates a percentage of your business. And every time they make a sale, then they get a percentage. But you have to make sure that you your pricing structure is incorporated with the percentage they get. So if something you're selling is $10, and you know you got to give your sales associate a commission on that $10 or something, and if you have to give him, out of every sale he makes, you got to give him $5, so now the thing has to be like $15 or $20 that you have to sell it for. So you have to incorporate his commission in the retail price of the product, which, to me, if you're doing a side hustle, commission sales is, you know, you can't afford it. If you have a big company and you can afford to do that, then, yeah, you would look into commission sales. But either way, you know, a side hustle, you know, unless you go big, commission sales right now is kind of, you know, not the way to go, my opinion personally. like retail, not retail, real estate people, insurance people, they all work on commissions, but they work for big companies who can afford to pay them commission because they're making millions of dollars a year. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, think about that. But if you're a side hustle, commission right now is not your way to go because you're just trying to get a couple of dollars and a couple of people in to start using your business. So you probably cannot afford right now to pay anybody any commission. Heck, you ain't even getting no money. More social, less spamming. Social media, we just talked about this. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the others that's out there that I know about, and you know, all others, social media. It's there to promote, help you promote, and everybody's business is on social media. So how do you stand out to be social and less spammy? Spammy means always, I got the sale going, go to my website. You know what spammy is. You know, you keep bombarding people with stuff that they're not really interested in, okay? To stand out on social media, you have to be that, social. It's building up relationships. It's making friends. It's going into different groups and going into different chat rooms, and it's on the topic that you're interested in. I'm like, for example, I like to save money. So I'm in Facebook groups that deal with saving money, frugal living, cheapskate living. I also like doll collecting. So I'm into that too, where I'm in the groups, Facebook, Instagram, that are around my hobbies that I like. So you go in to groups, social media groups, and you become social. You build up friends. You build up relationships. You don't go in there and say, by the way, I'm selling these T-shirts, or by the way, I have these cupcakes. After you build a relationship and you contribute something, not what you're selling, but if somebody has a topic that they're talking about, just say for argument, on baking cakes, and they want to know, if I bake a pound cake, what good ingredients do I use to make my pound cake buttery? And if you're a baker, you say, well, you use, I've been using this, and this, you know, to be helpful. And you create the relationships, and then eventually those relationships should, not guarantee, those relationships should be bringing you customers to your business. It's not always, like I said, it's not guaranteed it's going to happen. But social media is that, social. You meet people, you enjoy people, you talk to people about different things. And then, you know, you may say, oh, by the way, I have T-shirts, or by the way. And then some people's like, okay, fine, but you give them stuff. You share your experiences with them, not just your business. You be genuine. You have people experiences. You help them with their solutions. You give them solutions to their problems. Social media, that's why they call it social media. You make a tip sheet, okay? Create a tip sheet on your area of experience. This could be on the side business card. Filled with helpful tips, put your logo and business info on your tip sheet. People like getting free stuff, especially when it teaches them something. Okay. Getting back to business cards. If you're going with a plain business card, which is good, you know, on the front, you put your name and everything like that. On the back, you can put a little fact. Like if you're in a real estate and you have a real estate card and you're going to networking events, which you should be going to networking events, folks. I'll talk about that in a minute. You're going to networking events and it's Jane Doe and her address and, you know, what she works for XYZ Realty Company. On the back of her card, it should be something like 10 tips. To buying a house, right? So you got little tips there. Or three easy ways to get a mortgage. So you're giving them something. Also to your customers, I noticed too, that they send out newsletters, either through email or through snail mail. You send out newsletters of what's going on, just like a blog. You're still doing your blog, but you're sending out like e-newsletters, where it tells the company, your not members, sorry, it tells your clients what's going on, what's latest. You give them some facts. You give them some information, and you squeeze in a little advertisement there. So a lot of e-newsletters are going out. Get in the news. A lot of times news stories like Eyewitness News and, you know, your local news is always looking for events or always looking for new news stories because, you know, sometimes things just don't happen. So they're always looking for people to feature. Like on my news, like Channel 7 News here in New York, like Saturdays they have a community news event where they tell you all the things that's going on in the community. Who's having what event, who's having this, who's having that. If you can get into the news and have them tell you a story about how you started the business or if you coaching kids and then you took the coaching and you made it into a business or whatever, if you can get into that, if you can get into the newspaper or get on some kind of talk show or have your company featured in some kind of way, that's major exposure. That's major exposure. And let me tell you how smart people are now, okay? I don't know if you watch Shark Tank. I love Shark Tank. And it's about entrepreneurs coming on and they're pitching exactly what they're selling or their services to investors, okay? So if you haven't watched Shark Tank, watch it. But I've noticed within a couple of years, a lot of business owners, will come on the Shark Tank and they'll tell them about their business, they'll tell them about their service, and they've made millions of dollars already. So they really don't need the sharks, but they need the exposure. And a lot of times the Shark Tank, the sharks itself will say, well, you just came on here for exposure. And a lot of times it is true, because if you're out in front of a TV screen and you're on TV and you're pitching to these sharks exactly what your product and service do, and you're showing the people, to me, that's just like an infomercial. And it's free. I didn't have to pay for it. It's free. So you've pitched to millions of people, and that, I don't know, 15, 20-minute segment they gave you, or that 5-minute segment, however long it takes you, they give you to pitch your product and services, right there. Every time you listen to an entrepreneur, talk about after the show, their sales went up Zoom, right? Just like when you get on Oprah Winfrey's show and she goes through, people send her products all the time, and she says, well, I like John Doe's chocolate nuts. His products, his shoot through the roof. His stuff just, boom. Website shuts down everything else. You know what I'm saying? So if you can be creative enough to get in front of somebody to talk about your product or service or get the news to feature you some kind of way, that's free publicity right there. Free publicity right there. So, folks, we've went over. These are ways that you can get that really don't cost you anything but your brain. Cost you thinking outside the box. That's the only thing it costs you. Think outside the box. Okay? For your business, for your side hustle, think outside the box. People also say, what's your side hustle or what's your full-time product or service that you're out there pushing? You can go on YouTube, make a commercial, start telling people about your product or service, but don't sell it. Inform them about what the basis are. Teach them something. Show them something. And in between, like, say, by the way, you know, if you want more information, you can go to my website or you can go to my blog. You show them something. Also, a lot of people say write an e-book. If you, again, let's go back to baking cookies, or if you're a good baker, you could write an e-book on how to bake cookies and cakes with less sugar, or how to bake gluten-free cupcakes or whatever, like a 10, 15-page e-book. And just give it to your customers. You know, people appreciate that. Or put it out on Amazon. Or put it out on Smashwork. And then you can get your customers from there. What I've been doing is I'm in the T-shirt business. So I've been advertising. you know, my T-shirts, and I wear my T-shirts and everything like that, my Cheap Cheetah T-shirts. If you go on the YouTube, you'll see me with my Cheap Cheetah T-shirt on, or you'll see me with my hat on, things like that. You always wear your products if you can, so you can get exposure. People's like, oh, where did you get that from? Here's my business card. You see what I'm saying? So you have to be out there. Go out to your networking meetings. Meet new people. You never know what you can learn from other people, from seasoned entrepreneurs, from seasoned hustlers. There's always something to learn. If you don't know it, if you don't understand it, and if you can't get out the house for whatever reason because it's snowing here in New York, then do what I do. Go on YouTube and learn about it. I've learned a lot from YouTube as far as how to do this and how to do that, how to project my business to make it go further, things like that. There is so many learning advantages, and there's so many services and products out here and ways for you to learn how to do different things. Take advantage of it. You can go to, well, back in the day, Vistaprint, which used to print all your, you know, your T-shirts and your promotional items for your business. It used to be, you used to get them free. Not anymore. Vistaprint got hip to everybody getting free stuff. So, I mean, it's still cheap. You can get your promotional items. You can get your banner, your car banners. You can get your business cards. You can get, like, your business T-shirts and stuff like that. If your business is bringing, if your side hustle or your full-time is bringing in a lot of money or decent enough that you can sponsor maybe a basketball team or maybe a little league baseball team or girls gymnastics, if you can sponsor a sporting event where they have your banner and this has been sponsored by Mary Tyler's Bakery Shop, if you can do that, by all means, right? Only thing I really don't appreciate, you know, and I understand people have to do it, if you have to hustle to bring the money in to start your side business, then hustle and do it. Going on FundMe for a business, yeah, folks, people do it, and I, you know, they do it for different reasons, and I understand, and I'm not knocking it, but see if you can try to get your own money up, even if you have to work full time, if you have to take a second job in order to fund your side hustle. Do what you got to do besides before you have to really resort to asking somebody else for money to help you start your own business. You know, because you're not bootstrapping, you're begging. Right? And don't you want to eventually say, look, I started this business on my own by being creative. I don't care if you have to go and pick up cans. I don't care if you have to go to the supermarket and ask the old ladies, can I help you with your bags? You know, I don't care if you have to do a newspaper route. If they still do that, find a way to get the money for your business, right, without asking other people, by the way, can you, you know, chip in a couple of dollars, unless you're asking family and friends and stuff like that, and they're like, okay, I want to support you. But even then, let them come to you and say, look, I like what you're doing. Let me support you. Let me give you a couple of dollars so you can get your hustle going. Okay, or you go to them and say, let me borrow a couple of dollars and I will pay you back as soon as my hustle starts taking off. But the GoFundMe thing, to me, I'm like, unless it's for a really good cause to start your own business, because there's too many problems with that when it comes to starting your own business, okay? So if you can do it yourself, by all means, bootstrap and do it yourself. On that note, folks, we have a few minutes. How are you? What's going on in your life? I'll tell you what's going on in mine. Right now I'm looking outside and it's like snowing again. And like I said, if anybody has a place or know of a place where it doesn't snow, please let me know. Email me at cheapcheetahyahoo.com or go on my Facebook page, The Cheap Cheetah Money Show, and tell me places that don't snow. You know, I don't mind rain. I love rain. But snow, after a while, like I said, it's really overrated. It's really overrated. Anyway, folks, on that note, I will see you Monday. And I'm not sure what we're going to talk about, but if you keep up with me on my blog, on the Facebook page, then you'll know what the show is going to be about, because I don't even know yet. I ain't even going to lie to you. On that note, keep your mind on your money on your mind. I love you, and I appreciate you. And save that money. Until next week, folks, have a great Cheap Cheetah Day.
Mm-hmm.